On today's show, the European Union is racing to block China from dumping cars. Ford starts deliveries of the GT, and Uber fights California over autonomous technology. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. 2 months ago, Chinese automaker Geely announced it will start selling cars in Europe in 2018. And it will not sell cars through franchise dealers, but will market them through social media and sell direct to customers. Europe's dealer franchise laws are different than those in the United States, and they do allow automakers to operate some factory stores. Now, Wards reports that the European Union wants to change its anti-dumping laws so that it can react faster to cheap car imports. Under the present law, it can take several years to determine if a company is dumping products, by which time the damage has already been done. That's not to say that Geely is going to sell cars below their manufacturing cost, but the EU wants to be ready. Geely is going to launch a good-looking crossover under the brand name Link & Company, which sure sounds like Link & Company to us. Back when China's Wangjiang Group bought out bankrupt Fisker Automotive, it got everything and the kitchen sink, including the rights to the Atlantic, a gorgeous two-door sports car. The Atlantic was unveiled at the New York Auto Show back in 2012, and it kind of looks like a little brother to the Karma, and was also designed by Henrik Fisker. But remember, the sedan is no longer called the Karma. It was renamed the Rivero. The Atlantic reportedly will have a top speed of 134 miles per hour and will hit 100 kilometers an hour in 6.5 seconds. Karma Automotive just got permission to make both the Rivero and the Atlantic in China. Still to come, problems with autonomous technology from a legal standpoint and a business standpoint.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Waymo, which is the new name for Google's autonomous ride-sharing service, just took another big step forward. It announced it's adding 100 Chrysler Pacificas to its test fleet. FCA built the vans, and Waymo is retrofitting them so they can drive by themselves. While other major automakers are developing autonomous technology in-house, FCA is so far the only one to partner with Waymo. And that raises an interesting point. Is Waymo a supplier to FCA, or is FCA a supplier to Waymo? And who gets to capture the data that will be generated by the people using these ride-sharing vans? Other automakers are developing their own autonomous technology so they can control the data. And that's because the real money to be made with these services will be with the data, not with the hardware and software. Nearly from the moment Uber started giving rides in San Francisco in self-driving Volvo XC90s, the California DMV said the company did not have the correct permits and was operating illegally. But Uber has pushed back, saying it's not breaking any rules, and as of Friday, was still giving out rides. California defines autonomy as, quote, technology that has the capability to drive a vehicle without the active physical control or monitoring by a human operator. Uber argues that its vehicles are required to have a driver behind the wheel to take over if needed, so it shouldn't need a permit to operate in the state. It also points out it's no different than Tesla, who doesn't have a permit for its electric cars to operate in autopilot mode. By not getting the permit, Uber doesn't have to update the DMV when its vehicles are involved in a crash or when drivers have to take over for the technology. Coming up next, the first Ford GT rolls off the assembly line and Chevy teases the all-new Traverse.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch the Olympic Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
The Detroit Auto Show kicks off in a few weeks, but automakers can't wait to let us know what they'll reveal at the show. Chevy just teased this new image of the all-new Traverse. It didn't reveal many details, other than the 8-passenger SUV receives new technologies and features, and it's expected to have best-in-class third-row legroom. Speaking of the Detroit Auto Show, at the 2015 event, Ford captured most of the media's attention when it unveiled the new GT. And now, a little less than 2 years later, the first model has rolled off the assembly line. It was driven by Raj Nair, Ford's head of global product development and chief technical officer. The GT is being produced by Canadian company Multimatic. In order to save money on EV development, Nissan, Renault, and Mitsubishi will share a platform for electric cars. Japan's Nikkei newspaper reports that the companies will use the same platform as the next-gen Nissan Leaf that goes on sale in 2018. They'll use the same motor, inverter, and battery, which could help lower the price of the Leaf by about a fifth. This tie-up isn't all that surprising. Renault and Nissan formed an alliance back in 1999, and just a few months ago, Nissan took control of Mitsubishi. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.